This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's where I want you. And you're part of the solution when you get informed. You're part of the solution when you're willing to speak out once you do get informed. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I have so many stories I want to get to. I don't know. I mean, thank you guys for hanging in. I know last night, Dave Sussman, God bless him, fills in for me on a regular basis. When I am doing my civic duties as an elected official in the area that I live in, I'm on a school board. And, you know, love you guys, but that's more important. Much, much, much more important. Anyway, you know, in the last hour, we were talking about de-churching. And there are more and more articles coming up about people leaving the Christian church. And I got to stop and just really kind of deal with this a little bit. Not that some of you want to hear it, but I want to hear it, so. And MSN and others, you know, the heathen networks, they're working overtime to make you believe. They know this works now. Let's see if it can work on Christians. Hardcore Christians, right? They're poking away at you, telling you you belong to a dying group. You belong to a group that they're figuring out doesn't, you know, there's no power in it. It's not real. There is no God. And I can tell you guys, in my life anyway, and not made up, story after story after story about God's direct hand in something that went on in our lives, myself and Tammy. So, you know, and maybe someday I'll do that. Maybe someday I'll just have a night or an hour of testimonials, if you would, from Joe. But the de-churching thing is kind of interesting. So, I know people. I grew up on the East Coast, as some of you know, in Boston. I knew guys that would drive in the snow or whatever to have I think it was called Riley's Roast Beef or whatever, in Revere, just outside of Boston. And they didn't care where they lived. They would hop in the car and drive, and you weren't going to stop them. Oh, you could say, yeah, roast beef joint just down the street from you. It's really good. No. There's only one roast beef joint, and this is it. That kind of thing, right? Lobster roll. There was always the place to go to. And the one thing I'll give Bostonians, they don't sit around and go, it's a long drive, they don't want to go. No, they get it. I want to go. I want one, I'm going to go. And they go and they get the food they want. Okay? So, it's funny how the most important thing in our lives as Christians, what's supposed to be the most important thing, which is Jesus, he inconveniences you sometimes. I know, sounds weird. But seriously, think about it. He inconveniences you sometimes. Now, studies are showing that the decline of congregational life has been decreasing faster than normal since 2020. But the reason that they've been declining, the reason they're taking a nosedive, if you would, is because people are, well, they don't really believe. And they're lazy. Now, the question I would have, because I don't believe that somebody just got up one morning and decided they didn't believe anymore. Is it from pressure from people around them? Did they really sit down and do the study and stop? You know, I've had times in my life where I've stopped and said, you know, now I've never doubted the existence of God. I've doubted his involvement in my life, if you would. So when I get off on that tangent mentally, obviously not here tonight, I have to be reminded to stop and think whether I've turned my back on him or he turned his back on me. If I stop doing the things that bless God, that are doing the right thing, or what? That's what I do. And that works for Joe. And I find when I'm going through the negative stuff or the things going on and I'm getting ready to go, God, why are you doing this? I may have to go, stop. Wait a minute. I haven't talked to God in weeks. I haven't prayed in weeks. Really? Other than say hello, good morning, and that's it. Right? Nobody really understood what it was all about at first. You know, this church declining. But that's why I said to you, one of the major reasons for the decline in the churches has nothing at all to do, or in many cases has everything to do with them not believing anymore, becoming a Jew or a Muslim or whatever. No, it's inconvenience. You're inconvenient. I mean, many of you, I'm going to go off, I can feel it coming on, but many of you are amazing to me. Your kids are an inconvenience. God is an inconvenience. You came to God because of issues going on in your life. You came to God, you asked for help from Jesus because of issues going on in your life, and then what happens? Things are going smooth. Everything's well. You don't need him anymore. Or, you know what? It wasn't him anyway. It was me. I changed it. I did it. Right? Come on. You know it's true. I mean, think about that. It was 20% left because the church was not convenient. 16% because of gender identity issues. Yeah, seriously? Well, what are we going there for? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, let me tell you what. When it comes to electronics, man, it never lets me down. It always fails. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me, putting up with me. We're talking about the detergent, what they're calling detergent in the left-leaning blogs, if you would. When you do a little digging, you look at the numbers. Because I know a lot of you like are rejoicing at the fact that, oh, my God, people are coming to their senses. There is no God. No, that's not it. That's not the bulk of it anyway. Right? 60%, I got some of this stuff turned around, but 16% of them dropped out because they simply moved. Right?
2.2% stopped going because the services were inconvenient. They didn't have one that met their needs. Like, they have two on Sunday, some churches have three on Sunday, one on Saturday night, one during the week, and they can't. All those are just too inconvenient. You know, what's funny about all this, or what I perceive to be funny, if you would, is Jesus didn't find it inconvenient to die for us, you know. I guess it meant his time frame. Nobody else's, just his. What do you believe in Jesus or not? You should appreciate the road of going down here. Right? 22% stopped going to church because it was inconvenient. 16% because they moved. And they didn't. Another 16% said they didn't feel the love in the church. These are the subjective things I would love to talk to these people about. What do you mean? Forgive me. What do you mean you didn't feel the love? What exactly are you supposed to be feeling? What kind of love are you looking for there? Well, you couldn't pick up a girl, or what exactly was it? I'm not joking. I'm serious. I want to know. Because everybody's got, you know, feeling safe. I know there's times where I've had friends of mine, or my acquaintances, I should say, because I couldn't hang around people like this. When we're in a situation, and a very benign situation, where you have them sitting there saying, I don't feel safe in this restaurant, or I don't feel safe here. Why? You can never really get the information. Why? Right? Because they usually went around people. Like, look, I love telling the joke when the church I went to for years was predominantly black. And I don't mean the walls were black. I mean the people were black. We were an easy family to find in this church. So they had a comedy night. They called it a gospel comedy slam is what they called it. So I went with a bunch of my white friends. Right? Guys that I hung around with up in my area. They were older fellas, but I took them anyway. In the hood, South Central Los Angeles. And we went. There was 800 people there. Obviously, mostly black. And I don't know, but yeah, I was laughing my buns off. I thought the stuff that these guys were doing funny. They had a singing group there. What was it? The Riverdale, the Right Reverend Al Sharpton, or the Right Reverend Al. And the Anointed Oreos, and it was a white guy, two black guys, just singing backup. It was hilarious. They come out telling black jokes or black ethnic type of jokes. And everybody's laughing, including me. Not the guys that came with. They were petrified. They didn't know it was okay for them to laugh. Why? Because they were white. They didn't feel comfortable. Why? You're with your brothers and sisters in Christ. It doesn't matter whether you feel comfortable or not. You're there. It's good, clean fun. It's good, and was good, clean fun. It wasn't hokey jokes like you hear of old. This is why I love these reasons why I didn't feel like I fit in. Why? Were you a guy wearing a pink tutu and mouse ears, a mouseketeer ears? I mean, I don't know. Why? How did you not fit in? So you didn't really leave the church. You went to a different church. Big difference. But they don't put this in there, right? 23% of them said they left because they didn't feel like they fit in. Well, how do you fit in a church? You make Christ your Lord and Savior, period. You fit in. You are in. You're part of the family. There's many of you that go to your family reunion, your family situations. We used to go every Sunday to family, whether we liked it or not. All the cousins were there. There were things I did that I was embarrassed of. I didn't want anybody to know about. They would find out about them and just verbally abuse me all day. It's okay. I'm over it. It made me a better person, actually. Because of negative experiences with evangelicals, 50% of them said they not even in their church. So it's funny. So you have a negative experience with person you go to church with, somebody you're supposed to love and work with, and you're supposed to tell them about it. Bible's very specific on it, right?
and they won't do it. What if you left your wife every time something like that happened? How would you feel? Right? Only 14% left because they didn't believe anymore. 14 out of 100, 140 out of 1,000. That is not a big number. Right? Many young people leave in their early 20s because they felt like they didn't fit in. They didn't feel like that. Yeah, there was enough emphasis on BIPOC people. What gets me about all of this, right? I mean, you go down to these churches, you go down to these experiences. Mainline Protestants say that 25% of them left because, just simply because they moved to another area, another state, another city. Right? Catholics who are de-churched said that they left so because they had other priorities. Really not sold out to God, basically. Well, they had different politics than others in the parish. So what? You're going to find a church that's 100%? You're going to find a wife that's 100% on the same page as you from a political standpoint? Anyway, I find all of this amazing and amusing, frankly. Because as churchgoers go, truly believers in Christ, you should have that love, that tolerance, that understanding for each other. If you don't, I got a question. What Jesus you believing in? Really? Anyway, I'll get off the church thing, but I just, if you're going to a church and you don't feel like you fit in, first of all, maybe you went to the wrong church. Right? Are you picking the church or is God picking the church? It was always my question to people. When you go to church, you shouldn't be comfortable. At least that's my feeling. What that pastor is teaching, it should stir something in you, wake you up. If it's something you're doing, you go, great, cool, I'm over the target. If it's something you're not doing, you go, oh, God, forgive me. I need to start doing A, B, or C. Joe Mazzino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It's day four without the Donald. Former President Trump not attending his civil fraud trial today. After attending the initial 3 days in New York City, he has returned to Florida. The case involves allegations of inflating Trump's net worth to secure more favorable loans. State Attorney General is pursuing fines of $250 million and a prohibition on Trump's company conducting business in New York. House Republicans are searching for a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy's removal earlier this week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urges the successor to change the rule that led to McCarthy's ousting, allowing a single member of the House to bring up the vote.
I think it makes the speaker's job impossible.
With no winner in Powerball last night, the jackpot rolls over for the Saturday night drawing, $1.4 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. All right, you guys in the chat room, listen up. This is right up your alley. Okay? See how you feel about some of these. Were your parents way too strict? Well, this psychologist says she has 15 signs that you grew up in a super strict religious home. That's right. And parents, you know, very few parents, they are really strict about certain things. Or for some growing up in a super strict religious household, they may feel as though their parents took things way too far. You know, they banned certain games in the house, certain movies, certain holidays they didn't allow you to celebrate, certain clothes styles you couldn't wear. You grew up in one of those homes, you know. You just knew. You knew there were things you weren't allowed to do. And you had to use your God-given ability to think. Or else. So many of these parents, again, you know, all the kids of these parents today, which I don't even get. It's yesterday's news. Get over yourself. Some homes didn't allow alcohol. No drinking. Under any circumstances for any reason. Now, we're talking about the, you know, uncolored stuff, so to speak. Foods and other things. So we get, again, drinking. No way. Some of you, maybe a way. I know some kids weren't allowed to drink, but they weren't. Harry Potter, off limits. Yeah, I knew people that wouldn't allow their kids to read Harry Potter. Because the Bible strictly forbids sorcery or witchcraft. Well, this is a story about. Okay? They weren't encouraging it, if you would. And not only that, it's a movie. Right? Now, this is what I didn't know about. Somebody sent me this. Some Christian parents believe that Pokemon was a depiction of a real demon. Well, it's a funny-looking demon. All I gotta say. You know what I'm saying?
No Halloween, right? Halloween was replaced with harvest parties, right? Harvest nights. It was seen as the devil's holiday. Well, you know, it is a night, not real dead, obviously, but it is a night to honor the dead. We don't honor the dead. The dead have moved on. They're somewhere else. There's not much we can do for them. Big time difference. And I love the way they do this stuff. Taking a look at it from a different point of view. I like when they respond to it. Back then, you couldn't have your own opinion, or you couldn't ask questions. Well, actually, that's not totally true always. They love to do this. Right? Most of the time in my household, and my dad was pretty tough. My mom was tough. Pretty much everybody in the family was tough. You didn't question. You didn't respond in a negative way when the crap was hitting the fan. They tell you to pick up something, clean up something, get in here for dinner, get off the phone. It wasn't, how come I have to get off the phone? Why can't I wait 10 minutes? Can I have dinner a little later? You didn't do that. You even said something at dinner time. Dad was like, hey, your mom's been cooking this stuff all day long. Get in here. Nothing wrong with that. Now it's like you've got so much freedom, and not even freedom. You believe yourself that so many rights, you can just crap all over your mother even. And you moms, you need to be a little tougher. And these weren't super strict religious homes. I knew people that were devout atheists that didn't allow this stuff in their homes. Anyhow, you know, again, I don't believe in blind faith. Some people do. I don't think there's anything in the Bible that God asks you to do, tells you to do, that is to be blindly followed. You're supposed to follow in faith, believing that God's going to make you successful or you know, have you come through that situation. Now, some religious denominations encourage dancing and joy. Others frown on it. And yeah, there were some that didn't allow dancing, right? They want to throw out the scriptures that tell us that, you know, David danced in front of the Lord, Jesus went to wedding. I mean, we can see them all the way through talking about this. So these are people that are small-minded. They pick up on one phrase, one something, and they think that was it. In my day, if you were Catholic anyway, public school wasn't an option for you. No. You went to Catholic school. And you learned about what you believed. They made sure you believed what they told you to believe. No, nothing wrong with it. I loved my Catholic upbringing. Wouldn't have traded it for the world. But that doesn't make it strict. Look, the ultimate goal of a Christian parent is to raise a child that loves God, that fears and reverence God in a loving way, not in a bent over the corner, petrified way. Right? And this writer says, to Christian parents, the only way to raise good kids was to teach them all about the Bible at home. No. I've never been one for them. My attitude has always been, they're going to have to get involved with other people. They're going to have to get involved with your kids. You need help. Well, tank tops and leggings were out. No kidding, really? Do we even have to talk about that? Seriously? Some people in religious households, their whole life revolved around church. Well, kind of. Right? You devout atheists, your life revolves socializing. Who are you going out with? Where are you going? What club you're hanging out? What eating establishment that you're hanging out? A lot of people will go out and just hang in a place. Nowadays, you know, they're kind of modern-day pubs. You have a drink or two. I'm not saying you go to get plastered, but you go in there to have a drink, maybe a hamburger, hang out. Right? So that's not just Christian. That's just life. Plenty of households had these kind of rules to them. Right? Girls were taught to be submissive. That's biblical. Not slaves. But this actually goes both ways. Wives submit to your husbands. They always forget the part that says husbands submit to your wives. Okay, there is a hierarchy, but in this case, the scriptures that they take out of context make a big difference.
But the difference was then was that the whole idea behind putting some of these principles out there, teaching girls and boys these things, was that you would fall into the will of God. You would have a happy life. No, really. The whole idea behind it was, you know, in honoring God, you would take care of your family. You would provide for your family. You would make sure they had enough to eat, the heat was on, the air conditioning was on, they had a roof over their head, the rain. Why is that so bad, so terrible? I found this one kind of interesting when I read it earlier. Even minor swear words were unacceptable. Minor lies. Minor swear words. No such thing. Swearing, cursing, whatever they call it. Out of the question. Right? This person writes, not only were the major swear words unacceptable, but even minor ones were like crap or poop. Well, yeah. How about we teach them to speak intelligently? Give them a vocabulary they can get out there with. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'd love to hear what you have to say. I love these kind of stories, honey, because I find a lot of them, it's twisted. It's not quite right. Your parents didn't believe in Santa Claus, so you couldn't either. Well, you know what? First of all, in real Christian homes, there's an explanation as to what everything is about. Santa Claus is not a religious figure. Not in the Bible. The tree, not in the Bible. The wreath, not in the Bible. But these are symbolic things towards, some of them are symbolic things towards Jesus' birth. Some say, well, we shouldn't have shared Jesus' birth with a pagan holiday. I agree. No problem. But most of you who have studied, who know, who understand, right? Jesus was probably born not in the summer, but probably in early fall or whatever. Early fall. We don't know. But there had to be a date that you honored him. And they chose the 25th for a reason. The Catholic Church decided it lined up with the sun god birthday. And you would bring more people in. Oh, God bless America. We'll get back to that a little bit more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Sinek, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. I told you we would spend a whole hour on that story, but again, interesting how they come up with these numbers, how they figure people don't want to go to church anymore. Anyway, MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. I want you to pay attention to, you know, again, what he's got for sale there. He's helping a lot of commentators like myself, you know, be able to make money online. Can't do that much on Facebook or Twitter or X or Instagram or whatever it's called. I won't make any money like those young girls who, you know, dancing on TikTok there because I'm sure they're not looking for a guy like me. So Mike's made it easy for us. MyPillow.com, you know, got pillowcases, sheets, towels, comforters, all kinds of things you can buy there online. He shares the wealth with some of us who have shows or putting it out there. Right? I mean, just really that simple. Right? You can save 30 to 70% if you use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe saves you money, get great product. Now is the time to start buying, because Christmas, as some of you have let me know, is really, truly right around the corner. I'll be sending out my Christmas list soon, I promise. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It's nice we got parents finally, when I say finally, I mean really in bigger numbers pushing back here in California. One group said that their child is not a science experiment, and California parents are pushing back, right, across party lines. It's not just Republicans, it's not conservatives, it's not conservative Christians that have this viewpoint. We now have everybody. You know, I had a leader of one of these groups on the show the other night, and we were talking about this. You know, where people are coming from, what groups they belong to. A wave of conservative parents, grandparents, and community members from across the state, they got together on Monday for a Capitol rally. They were united by their shared goal, defending parents' rights in the face of the recent controversies. Right? I mean, again, a lot happening, a lot going on. And you are the only ones that can fight for them. Because they can't do it for themselves. Kids can't do it for themselves. Some of these parents are voicing their concerns about policies affecting curriculum, parental notifications. All of this is eroding. You know, when I remember when my kids were small, they wanted you involved. They wanted you there. They wanted you to help and pay attention. Now they want you gone. If you're not 100% on the same page as them, they want you gone. Pretty sad. Pretty sad it's gone from we need to be part of the solution to get away from us. We got your kids handled. If we screw up, that's right, we'll just move on to the next one. The rally showcased an array of signs conveying strong sentiments. One read, stop the democratic grooming of our children, while another boldly stated, hey, my child is not your science experiment. By the way, you know what? Never mind. Right, these projects that are popping up, it's all about parents' rights. And you'll hear the left say the parents shouldn't have a say in curriculum. We may not have a say in curriculum from a standpoint of how to teach it, right? How to spin it. But we should have a say in what our kids are taught when it comes to truth and falsehoods, like the 1619 history, falsehood, right? And yet, there are people all around the place with buttons on that said protect parents' rights. That was the message of the meetings. That is the message of most of these parents. They want to make sure the kids are taught properly, taught real history, and not all this fantasy stuff. The stormy season for local school boards in Southern California, and listen, it's starting up again. You get a lot of parents that are not happy with the way things are being taught, not happy with the way things are going down, not happy with the way stuff is being hidden from them. You got Chino and Murrieta school boards. They pushed through policies requiring teachers and school staff to inform parents about changes in a child's gender. Actually, behavior, health, whatever. An Orange County school district is contemplating a similar approach. As Temecula Valley Unified School District, rejecting a curriculum covering Harvey Milk and the gay rights movement. You know, the funny thing about it, it's not... See, this is what the media loves to do. It's not necessarily that they're canning the history of the LGBT community. That's not it at all. I know in this particular case, or I know in these kind of cases, I would be against it too, is that Harvey Milk should not be someone looked upon as a hero. Harvey Milk was a pedophile. Why would you want your child, if you have a young gay son, is this really the guy you want to look up to? You know, some people say, well, you know, he was shot for being gay. No, he wasn't. Actually, find out about the story and find out he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. That simple. Yeah, that's stupid. That simple. Never stops. 855 Real Joe. 855. You know, Gavin Newsom threatened them all with fines. Although he has no right. There's no statute that he can step on to go do that. If I were those school boards, I'd be fighting this thing. know, and then trans athletes have been brought up in these schools. One of the rally's moments came from Sophia Lurie, not Loren, Lurie. She's a former NCAA athlete and outreach coordinator for the CA Family Councils. She went on about how current girls are hindered from realizing their dreams due to the trans, and she's right. I've said it before. I'm going to keep saying it. These girls beat their brains out. They work from, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They're out there dragging mom and dad out to their meets, to their practices, all this stuff. Their life is around swimming, running, volleyball, whatever it is. And have men step in. Yeah, you heard me. Men step in and take it away from them is wrong. And many of them are frustrated. Because what? Those legislators that you voted for are now coming against your girls. Now, they call it being inclusive, but it's not being. You want to be inclusive of real things. You want to be inclusive. You know what? What you want to do is include that child in getting the mental health they need. That's what you need to be inclusive about. And, you know, this is going everywhere. Even, you know, it's not limited here to Southern California. You're seeing it happen as far as California goes, up into other states. See, all these migrants, quote-unquote, that they let in, illegal immigrants, as much as they hate the Republicans, because they've been taught to, they're for these moral issues just as much as we are, as Republicans are. They're into traditional marriage. They're into kids not being taught about, you know, sex at school. You know, transgenderism, I don't know. All of those things that really is not an issue at school, should not be an issue at school. One board member from Roseville City Unified School District emphasized the growing influence of parents within the system, saying that, hey, this apparatus of power, you're finally realizing, you know, and I agree, you parents are finally realizing the power that you actually have. And you're stepping up. And you're realizing the power that you actually have. Did you hear me? Should I say it again? You have a lot more power than you know. You need to make it happen. I'm not buying this whole thing like you don't know, you don't understand. I'm not there with you. And if you don't know and you don't understand, find out. Let's not be crazy ridiculous about this, okay? Find out. Where was I? Anyway, you know, again, parents having influence in the district, yeah, it's there. You have a lot more than you know you do. They don't want to see you. Elk Grove Unified School District, California, and Rockland Unified School District are also fighting with the challenges posed by parents' rights, which I don't know what they shouldn't be. You need to stick up for parents' rights and kids' rights. It's really that easy. The Elk Grove Board is going to address the parental rights in an upcoming meeting. Rockland's trustees are considering strengthening of parent notification policies, and I think that makes sense. Many of these efforts highlight the surge in grassroots involvement by parents. You know, for years, parents didn't really think they should be allowed or could be allowed in schools. They didn't really have a right to say anything. They weren't educated. I know a lot of immigrant parents that felt that way. Right, yeah, and somebody said in the chat room, I got news for you. They're now calling parents, no more mom and dad or girl and boy or male and female. They're now calling these parents caregivers. Hello? Caregivers? You mean I get to pay all the kids' bills? I get to be there and suffer with it? Pay for it to go do whatever it's going to go through? And the state's going to tell me when, where, and how? Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. A lot more of these crazy stories I want to get through. So bear with me. You got a good one. Got one you're interested in. You got one you want me to talk about. Simply email me, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.